you want people to see the biggest difference in your game being when you get out there in those preseason games?
Just, seeing that, being in control of the offense, being able to move the ball up and down the field, and just overall execution, really.
Relatively speaking, like, you want to do reps in practice every day. Is it a fight to try to not do too much sometimes and just do what you're supposed to do?
There's always those, those things where, you know, every player's got, thought in the back of mind they want to make a play. Sometimes it's hard to, cut it down and just check it down or something like that. That's not always the fun thing to do. When it is the right thing to do. There's definitely that ongoing battle, but that just comes with discipline.
Even though it's a new system and you're almost learning another thing from scratch this year, did your experience last year help you learn the system a little bit faster just because of what you learned about general NFL principles and things?
Yeah, absolutely. Big thing coming back from last year, I learned a lot more about defenses. Being able to identify them and then, see what they're doing, certain different looks, and then when getting the idea of what defense is doing, it makes it a little easier for when, coach calls this play, then I know what to expect.
Is there a danger to overthinking things as far as learning a new offensive system and just supposedly going out and just playing?
Sure. Yeah, there definitely is. Especially starting out, we're kind of, the first year with the offense, so we're not going to be able to do things that, some players who've been in the system for, 3-4 years can do. So, it's not just one guy. One guy might be ready to do something, a little more advanced than some other guys, but, you all got to be in unison.
Ryan, how hard is it when you're working with different receivers all the time? You're at that point, there are receivers coming in and out. You're not with the first group. You got a different line. Guys are shifting all around. I mean, Coach Langsdorf was just talking about how difficult that is for a quarterback to get into a rhythm. Do you sense that, and how do you overcome that?
You sensed it. I sensed it a little earlier on, but now I feel, starting to feel comfortable with pretty much everybody. Made it a point to spend a little more time with. The guys that, I know I'll be, taking reps with just to, get a sense of where they're at and what they're thinking. And, you're not throwing to, same 3-4 guys, every rep like you do during the season. But, you kind of have to, you got to do what you got to do.
Have you had any moments where there's been a throw that you've had to make? And, if you're throwing to a Corey Washington, it's got to be a little different than when you're throwing to Marcus Harris or Julian Talley.
Yeah, sure. There's definitely, times where you got to look out there and see who you're working with because, it could be, like you said, it's different from guy to guy. No guy's the same, so... That factors into the thought process a little bit, but at the end of the day, if they do what they're supposed to do, I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. We should be all right.
What do you hold on to more? Do you hold on to a throw that you thought you didn't throw as well, and maybe gets picked or sails, or do you hold on to a throw like yesterday when you hit that seam? I think it was the Fells, down the middle
right.
of the field.
Well, you hold on to both of them, really. You remember the plays that you missed, and you remember the plays you did well. It's just you try to fix the ones you missed, and then be more next time you hit you got to play the one you made previous. You just got to be more consistent.
I know you didn't get as much game action last year in the preseason as maybe you would have liked.
Sure.
I'm sure anybody would say that. But as far as this preseason goes. You're obviously going to get a little bit more. How much of that do you think is
going to
help in your growth?
Yeah, I think it's going to help a lot. Getting out there playing in real time, that's the only way you can get better in playing football is by playing football. And being able to play in a live situation and stuff when, there's fans, the clock and, bolts are really flying and stuff like that. That's when you that's the true test of when all the work out here comes out.
Have you guys begun to discuss at all how many reps you're going to get in the upcoming Hall of Fame game?
No, yeah, to be honest with you, we haven't really talked about this upcoming game too much. You know, we're a little more focused on just getting the install in and just, you know, kind of having our, you know, traditional training camp, really. And then, you know, then once we get close to the game, you know, we'll see, you know, we'll probably have a better idea.